Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We are up to Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, three lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Mora, what's considered having fear of your parents? Ezehu Kavod, what's Kavod? So, Mora means Lo Omed Bimkomo, you can't stand in its place. What does it mean you can't stand in its place? Lo Yeshi Bimkomo, you can't sit in its place. So Rashi says something very, very interesting. Rashi says, he only has a comment on Lo Omed Bimkomo, you can't stand in his place. What does it mean you can't stand in his place? What does it mean stand? Who stands? So Rashi says, Makom Hamiyuchad La'aviv, it's a place that's set aside for the father, Lamod Sham, to stand there, Besod Zikanim, with the gathering of the, you know, the Zikanim, the elders, Im Chaverov, with his friends, Be'etza, when they're getting together to Eitza. So some were Madaik in this Rashi, so that means that in the house, there is no Makom of your father. You can sit in his chair. In Shul you can't, by Shal Shudas you can't, in the country club you can't, when he's with his friends you can't. That's a lack of mora of, but in the house, there is no such din. Well, now no one holds. We don't hold. Right. So what does it mean? Even omer b'mkomo. What does that even mean? So Rashi says this is what it means. What's the difference in this and Yoshev? What's the difference in this and Yoshev? The Rashi says no one says davens. Yoshev means to sit, and what does omer mean? This.
Person has a place where he sits, he has a place where he
stands. Right, exactly. So what does it even mean, you can't stand in his... What does that even mean? Forget Rashi coming along. What does the Pashup Shabbat mean, you can't stand in his place? What does that even mean? When he's waiting online for the bus, you can't stand in that spot? That doesn't mean that. What does it even mean?
Does he have a place where he usually stands?
Stands?
Who
stands?
We don't stand.
Right, so Rashi says this. This doesn't mean standing. This means when he's hanging out with his friends, with his buddies, right? Where is that? In Shul, in the Beis HaMedrash maybe, in the country club... Right, when they play who knows what, when they're playing cards, sitting around. Right? So you can't go cop his spot. We don't hold like this. Whatever Rashi here means, we don't even hold like this. We hold that the din applies in the house as well. And one of the Achronim here says that it was so, the Beis Yosef says it was so poshut that you can't sit in your father's chair in the house. And Rashi didn't have to mention that in public. But if you think about it, it would be more of a lack of respect if in public, no? Absolutely. When other people are around, like, what are you doing in your father's chair over Absolutely. Here, sitting over here in the shul, right? In the house, I don't care what you do in your house, right? So it's a funny concept. So not more. V'lo soser es devarav, you can't contradict him. V'lo machriya, you can't make a machriya in English, right? You can't take sides.
Tip the scales,
right? I hear what you're saying, Dad. I hear what the other one's saying. You know what? I think he's right. Or maybe some pshar in the middle. Can't do any of those things. Kibud, what's kibud? Michael, mashke, eating, drinking, malvish, wearing, clothing him, machase, covering him up, right? And machnis umotzi, taking him in and taking him out. So just, I have to say this one vart from yesterday, really. So the Gemara says that yesterday, that if your father asks you to do something and your mother asks you to do something, you listen to your father first. All things being equal, you listen to your father first. Why? Because your mother's also mechayev in kibud of her husband, right? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz asks, but maybe you should do your mother first, because your mother is vaday your mother, and your father, it's not vaday, it's your father. It's only your father because it's a rov, right? Most men are faithful. And most women are faithful, and therefore it's a rove that it's your father. But your mother's a vaday.
We heard that before somewhere.
Yeah, I said it here 7.5 years ago.
Okay.
And to be honest, it's a great question. Gives a great answer. Because his answer is, imagine what that says about your mother.
Right.
Yeah. I'm getting you the cup of water first, Ma, because you, for sure. Right?
Well, him.
Him. No, so him, we don't know about him. Look what he's saying about your mother.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe he's a maybe. What does it say about your mother? It's the biggest lack of respect for your mother to say that, right? Unbelievable. Good question, good answer. Okay.
Well, so serious about it means you can't disagree with him?
No. No, you can't disagree with him.
Ever?
What? So, it's a very good question. It's a very good
question.
No. So it's a very big topic. It's not so simple. Let's say your mother says, or your father says, I think you should take a sweater today when you go out to work, or you go out to school. I think you should wear a sweater today. It's like 95 degrees outside. I think you should wear a sweater. I think it's cold. So you're not allowed to argue with that? it's Pasha just not right. Right? So you're not allowed to argue with that? You can't Soser as Dvarov? Your mother said it's cold, take a sweater, you have to take a sweater? Take a winter coat. It's 85 degrees outside. I gotta take a winter coat today? Because your mother said so? Everyone, every one of us sitting in the room says that can't be what this Gemara means. So then what does it mean? But you can't argue with them when they're right. So I don't need the Gemara for that. So when can you not argue with them? When they're wrong? So that leads to crazy results. I'm not 100% sure of the answer to this. Right? I'm not sure how this works. Right, Yoni? You hear what I'm saying, Yoni? If your father's right, I don't need the Gemara to tell me you're not allowed to argue with him. If he's wrong, so then that leads to crazy things.
And if you're having a discussion with him, you're having a back and forth.
What?
If you're having a discussion.
Right. So So then you have other things. Let's say you say, I want to marry that girl. So I don't want you to marry that girl. I don't like that girl. But I do. Do you have to listen to him? Well, so it's Devar if it doesn't go. Or I don't want you going to that yeshiva. I want you going to the other yeshiva. I don't want you going to that college. I don't want you going to that that mixer. I want you going to that mixer. Right. Where does it end? Yeah. It's not, it's all it's not right. It's not such a simple question.
Is that once you start arguing, it leads to other things.
Okay, that's also true. That's also true. Right? That's
if
also
you
true.
Disagree, he says to wear the sweater. Thank you. Okay.
Right.
That's the answer. You take the sweater. You say, okay, that's
so what you're saying is just to yes them, but to do what you want anyway. Yeah, that's not what the Gemara means. You can just yes them and then do what you want. That's not what it means. Right? So it's not such a simple question here.
Very, very
complicated. Right? The parameters of Kibbutz Av are very complicated.
So
right?
I was once at my daughter's for Shabbos.
Yeah.
And I mentioned somebody and said it was so's son. And my daughter said, okay, I think it's his nephew.
Right.
And it's one of these things you can't check on Shabbos.
Right.
So the next day I checked and I called her and I said, you know, you were right.
Right.
She said, no, I was wrong. I contradicted you.
Interesting. Very nice. So we're gonna get to the issue of when they say something wrong in Torah, how you say it. So we'll get to that. But this is a very big topic. You know, there's a lot of.
It's changed. It's changed.
No, it didn't change. We changed.
Times have changed.
I'm talking about us.
Right? You know, today you look at your son funny, he'll say, I'm going to go off the derech. You better be nice to me. Right? You better spoil me. I'll go off the derech.
You already say yeshiva?
Right. Right? You better spoil me, otherwise I'll go off the derech. Right? That's a crazy world also. Ibailahu. Interesting question now. Michel me. Who has to pay for the kibbutz avanim? Who has to pay for it? In other words, you have a duty to take care of your parents. It's on your bill? Your father needs to be taken to the doctor, and your mother needs to be taken here. And who has to pay for all that? You have to do it. But who has to pay for it? Right? So Rav Yehuda Omer Mishal Ben. The son has to pay for it. Rav Nosson Bar Osha Omer Mishal Av. No, the father has to pay for it, and that's how we paskin. Right? You have to do it. But you don't have to lose your job. And you have to do it. But you don't have to pay for it. Oh, right? The parent has to pay for the nursing home, not the son. Right? Yeah?
Is there a little letter next to the word?
Yeah, a little letter next to the Mishalav. That's how we paskin. Orla Rabban Lur Biyrmiya, Vamala Libre Dravirmiya, Kimanda Omar, Mishalav. We hold like the one that says it's the father. Right? And Tosfos here on top, it's too long to read. But Tosfos has a whole discussion. We'll just look at the question. If you hold it's the son has to pay, which we don't hold that. If you hold it's the son, so then im nizdamein lo kibbutz av, you have three things to do now. Kibbutz av, ibadata atmo, you lost your own item, and ibadata chavera, and your friend lost his item. So you got to do hashavat zaveda for your friend, hashavat zaveda for you, and kibbutz av for your father. So the Gemara has a ketzad yasek, what do you do? Im yasek bekavod aviv, if you go to do your father's covered first, hello avedas chavero kodemes. The avedas of a friend precedes that. How do you know? Because the Gemara says if your father tells you, I don't want you keeping Shabbos. I don't want you keeping Shabbos. So you're not allowed to listen to him. The Gemara, right? That we all know that. The Gemara says, the father says, I don't want you go being busy with your friend's lost object. Let him be finding on someone else. I don't want you doing that. What's the difference between that and Shabbos? Right, so Lechora, he's saying it for no reason. I don't have a reason. I need you to take me to the doctor right this second. No. I don't want you being a loser, being a schlepper, go looking for things in the street. Let someone else do that. You're not allowed to listen to him. There's no difference between that and anything else. Right? What's the difference between that and Shabbos? Again, we're talking about without a reason.
You can take that to the right? Ridiculous. I don't want to go.
I don't want you to go to that yeshiva
today.
Correct.
No, I got to go help him find his available. So who do you listen to?
So that's a separate issue, right? It's a separate issue of when you do mitzvos not learning,
right?
So we have a rule: if you could do it with someone else, let someone else do it, right? So it must be a case of you can't do it; no one else is around. The point is that you can't say that kibbutz beats a mitzvah. And then Tosfos, what about your own mitzvah? And Tosfos throws in something fascinating. If you could skip down, he talks about, you know, we're going to have in the case, we had it yesterday, when she threw the wallet into the ocean, right? The mother threw the wallet into the river.
Yeah.
Tosfos says, what kind of person does that? Who throws wallets into rivers? Not sick people. But then they're sick. No normal person will take money and flush it down the toilet. Who does that? Not only that, says Tosfos, if you do that, you're a Russia. Who does that? It's Baltashkas.
Right.
Can't just destroy things.
Right?
So Tosfos says, well, you want to get some hano out of it. It makes the father calm down. Oh, that could be. There could be such a thing that it makes him, I don't know, calms him down. We're going to have a few minutes. Anyway, and maybe it's a shogeg. Just very interesting. A lot of the parameters. You know, the Gemara says these statements, they sound very good. When you think about them, like this thing about not contradicting your father, you realize it's a very big topic. Right? It's a very big topic. That's why yesterday, didn't one of the Mandomers say, lucky is the man doesn't have this issue? Right? The Gemara, lucky is the man doesn't have parents. He's a lucky guy. Doesn't have parents, right? Because it's a lot of hard to keep these mitzvahs. Right? Not so simple.
But you have to keep it up even though they're dead.
Correct. But it's much less.
Obviously.
It's much less, right? It's not a day-to-day issue. So once a year on the yard site, right? They don't say anything that nice about them when you're sitting around with people. Okay.
Yeah. Right. But do we also say that the adolescent who's coming into your own, you're allowed to agree. You can't be always talking to your parents every minute.
What? I understand. Right? And that's what I said before. What if they say something? What if they say something that's pusher wrong? I don't need a sweater today. It's just not right.
So
what do you do?
Bite your tongue.
What? Is that the right answer? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. It's a big topic. Mace Fate.
Reisman has a tape on this.
Yeah, he has a lot of tapes on this.
His father told him to make the tape.
There's a lot of tapes. It's a huge topic. Mace Fate. Nemar, it says, Kaber Sevicha Vezimecha. The Nemar, Kaber Hashem Ehoncha. Kabbalas Hashem Mehoncha means from your money. Malahalam b'chisaron kiss. Over there it means a chisaron kiss. Afkan chisaron kiss. So too over here it means a lack of a chisaron kiss. When you serve Hashem, it costs money. Esther costs money. Tefillin costs money. Matzah costs money. It costs money. So too, you have to, when you do your parents, it costs money. Now one second. But if your father has to pay for it, what, it doesn't cost you a nickel. Right? So the Gemara answers, no, lebitul malacha. It's still time. Right, maybe you got to take off a day of work. You don't have to lose your job. One day here and a day there. Take your father to here and there. You have to do. So that's the chesaron kiss. Toshma. It says, Beis Achim, two brothers, or Shnei Shutfin, or two partners, or Ha'avu Beno, or a father and a son, or a Rav Talmido, or Rebbe and a Talmud, Podin Zeh Lezeh Maiser Sheni. They can redeem the Maiser Sheni for each other. The halacha is that if you redeem your own Maiser Sheni, you have to pay a fifth. But if you redeem someone else's Maaser Sheni, you don't have to pay the fifth. So you can pull this shtick, I'll redeem your Maaser Sheni, you redeem my Maaser Sheni. We save the fifth. So a father and a son could do that. Even though, we're not talking about a 10-year-old kid, right? Even though they're related to each other, and they love each other, you could still do this, so to speak, this trick, to not have to pay the fifth. That's not the issue. Next one. Umachil and zeh lezeh Maaser Oni. And I can feed Maaser Oni to my father. My father's not he's not rich. He needs Maiserani. I can use my Maiserani on my father. Right? Now, one second. Via Marta Michel Ben. But if I have to pay, but if it's my duty anyway to pay for my father, to take care of my father, it's on the Ben's checkbook, then Nimsa Zeh Parei Chovu Michel Aniyim. That I'm supporting my father with Maiser money, which you're not allowed to do. So it's Akasha. So the Gemara answers, no. Lo Tzricha La Adafa. I have a chiyuv to take care of my father. And it could be it's on the son. We don't hold like that. But if you hold it, it's on the son. So what's the chiyuv? Every night he goes out to fancy restaurants? No, that's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is you give him what he needs, basically what he needs. He wants more, or he needs more. Could be even he needs more. That's about had. That's an extra that I could use for my money, because that's not part of my obligation. That's so to speak extras that my father either needs or demands,
right.
And I have to give it to him. That I don't have to pay for myself. That I could use my money. If you hold, the bet has to pay for it anyway, which
why
we don't.
Why what? Going for his extravagance?
It's not extravagance. It's just above the bare minimum. You have to figure out a case like that where it's above the bare minimum, but it's not extravagance, right? Oh, by the way, Hillel, remember that Gemara? Hillel said,
yeah.
Right, when a rich man becomes poor, you have to sustain it like it used to be. What's the pshat on that?
Yeah.
Right, it's a hard, right? Anyway, Ihachi, Hanadiktani Allah, Amr Yehuda. One second, if that's true, how come Rabbi Yehuda said, Tava Me'ira, a curse should come, Lamisha Michael is of Maiser Ani. A curse should come to somebody that uses Maiser Ani money on his father. That doesn't mean it's usher, but a curse, it's not recommended. Now, but if it's hadafa, if it's the extras, my nafkamina, right? What's so terrible? Why are you going to curse for that? So, afilu hachi, nevertheless, zila bein milsa. It's not such an appropriate thing to do. That's all he's saying. Not usher. Not an appropriate thing to do, that your father, you're using your meiser money on something you have a chiv to do anyway. It's not really a chiv, it's for the extras. It doesn't smell right. Like you said, you're using meiser money for extravagance. I said, well, it's not really extravagant, it's really necessary, but it's not really necessary, because if it's necessary, I can't use my money. So what is it exactly? It doesn't really smell right here. Right? Okay. Tashma. Shalu is Rabbi Elazar. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, Ad heichon kibud aveim. How far does kibud aveim extend? Amalam, kideshiyitel arniki. He takes your wallet, v'yizrekenu loyam befonav, v'eno machlimo. And he throws your wallet into the river, and you don't get upset. And as Tosfos has pointed out, this has to be that there's some toelist for this. Just stop to be a Rasha and take things and destroy them, there's no toelist in that. That's not such kibud aveim. V'i amarta mishal av, but one second. But if the father has to pay anyway, samay nafkul eminei, what's the big deal? I know you have to pay for your father's quirks. So your father has a quirk, he throws things in the river, you have to live with it.
As long as it's his money, then.
What? The answer is Biyarli Arsho. But you're going to inherit it. It's really yours. You're going to inherit it. So it's really yours. You have to be quiet about that. You can't get upset about it. It's really mine. That's the Nisayim, right?
Why is this kibbutz and not Mora?
What?
Why is this kibbutz and not Mora?
Why is it kibbutz? It could be Mora. The Gemara uses it interchangeably. It could be it is Mora. And what we said, we start off the daf. What does Mora mean and what does Kavod mean? It could be it is. Einachanami, right? But by the way, there are more paskins. If Taka, if it's the son's wallet, you're allowed to stop him. Right? You don't have to sit back and let him destroy your property. If it's his property, and he says, well, I understand your Yerusha, too bad on you, you can't say anything. But if it goes to your stuff, you can stop him. That's Mamash Rasha. Right? Kiya Rabba Baravuna, the Ravuna, Karash Shiroi, Ape Rabba Bene. Famous Gemara. He ripped a shirt in front of Rabbi, his son. He ripped the shirt. Why? Amar Ezel Ichazi Irasach Ilo Rasach. Because I want to see how he's going to react. I want to see if he's going to get angry. See his temper. I want to see the temper of my son. So I'm going to rip his favorite jersey, right? His favorite whatever team in front of him, and I'm going to see how he reacts. What?
That's
the Gemara is going to ask that question. But first, before we get to Baltashris, the Dilma Rasach. Maybe he's going to get angry. Listen to this. He's going to get angry, the son, right? And the father is being over lifnei iver because he's going to cause his son to violate kibud aveim.
Right.
You hear that?
Why is the kibud aveim getting angry?
Then, so Rashi says, right, he won't just get angry, he'll say something.
Right?
Right? Because it says, Shigorim livno lachato, Rashi says. Three words. He's going to cause the son to sin.
Right.
He'll curse out his father.
What do you mean getting angry is a sin?
What?
Getting angry?
No, there's no sin to get angry.
Well, Kas is not sin.
Kas is terrible. Terrible thing. Right. But it doesn't say that it doesn't make... Sin. What? It's not an Avera. It's not one of the 613...
It's like Ovid of Azara.
So by the way, you know where it says that?
No.
That if anyone gets angry, it's as if they worship of Avodah Zarah?
No.
It says that nowhere.
Okay.
Nowhere in Shas does it say that line. Never says that. It does say that if you get angry, the kol gehenim shulton lo, some lotion like that. Gehenim opens up for him. It never says anywhere in Shas or anywhere, that if you get angry, it's as if you're over the Avodah Zarah. As a matter of fact, I just saw that on Shabbos. I have like a safe word, like questions for the kids. And it says, where does it say that if you get angry, the answer is nowhere. It doesn't say it anywhere. It's one of those things that everybody thinks. It doesn't say it anywhere. It's not a good thing getting angry. It's a very bad mitzvah, right? It's a terrible mitzvah. But it's not an avera. It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs, right? As a matter of fact, no midos are Tayag mitzvahs, except for Lashon Hara, right? There's no mitzvah. A guy's stingy, a guy's short-tempered. None of that's a mitzvahs, right? Anyway, the Gemara says, Demachale liakre, right? So he's mochel. What does it mean, he's mochel? He's mochel on his kavod. Therefore, he can't be over, he can't be over on kibarav because he's mochel, and therefore he can't be over on lifnei iver.
But he cannot be mochel on the mitzvah.
Oh, so can you be mochel?
No.
The Gemara just said, the mochel eliakre. He's mochel on his kavod. Can a father be mochel on his kavod?
Yeah.
What?
So
he quotes over here in the names of the Radvaz that a father can only be mochel. You can only be mochel. I don't know how father could do this. He can be mochel on the onesh, but you can't be mochel on the kavod. So you don't get an onesh if father says I'm mochel. You want to curse me out? Want to embarrass me in public? I'm mochel. How could you be mochel? So you're mochel, I don't know how a father could do this. You're mochel on the onesh, you're not a mochel on the kavod. How could a father have the right to do that? That's God's issue.
But
the Gemara does say here that a father can be mochel. So he's not being mochel, oh, you can sit in my seat. That's a very low level of kavod. Hey, you can sit over there. I'm not talking about that.
No.
We're talking about that he's going to curse him out. Right? He's going to get angry at him. And Rashi is going to sin. Mamash a sin. You're not going to curse your father out.
No,
baby. Mamash going to do that. Oh, don't worry, I'm mochel on that. Don't worry about it. You can curse me out. How can he be mochel on that? The Gemara says he can. Right? Right.
Maybe mochel means after they did it.
What?
Let's say the son.
Rashi says, Tosfos says, second to bottom Tosfos, V'tzarech lomer shehodi'uhu kodom l'chein. You have to tell your son beforehand. By the way, something's going to happen in the next hour. So I'm telling you now that I'm mochel. Right? I'm going to rip your shirt in the next hour. I'm not telling that. Something's going to happen. Something's going down here in the next hour. So I'm telling you now I'm mochel. So that's what Tosfos says. You got to tell him beforehand. Right? L'chein, sh'lo yehei k'mo nischavein le'echol basar chazir v'olo b'yodo basar tleh. You wanted to eat kosher. You wanted to eat treif. But there was no treif in the room. You thought it was treif, really. It was kosher. Right? Damala, come on, perak basar. Tarek mechil le'kapar. You need a kapar for that. So don't tell me you told him afterwards. Because that's too late. You need a kapara for that. Before, my son's going to happen the next hour. I want to tell you, my lovely son, and anything you do back to me, I'm ochel. Right? It's a funny case over here. Anyway, I have a ka'avar mishon bal tashchis. You offer him bal tashchis. No, da'avad lei b'pum b'baidi. You ripped it on the seam, so it's not bal tashchis, you can just sew it back. I have a dilma mishon hachi lo rasach. He's not going to get angry if you do that. He's not going to get angry. So Gemara says, because the avad le b'shas rischei, you did it while he's already angry. So the fact that it's on the seam, once you're angry already, oh my goodness, you also now did this to me? Right? So it just... Right. It's in his zone. Right. Right. By the way, you should know the Ritva says that the reason why there's no lifnei iver here, because lifnei iver is a klal, it's a klale type of mitzvah. It's a whole discussion what lifnei iver is. If you're over lifnei iver, are you over on one mitzvah, or are you over on whatever the mitzvah was? Right? So the Ritva assumes it's a klali mitzvah, and for chinuch purposes, we're not so worried about lifnei iver. You're doing chinuch, you want to see if your son has a temper. So for that, okay, so lifnei iver is a different kind of mitzvah anyway. It's not such a mitzvah like the other mitzvahs. We never say you could be violating a mitzvah. Lifnei iver is not really the same kind of mitzvah, therefore it says the Ritva, it's all right. Interesting.
Is this recommended to do at home?
No. Now. Okay. Now, Masni le Rabbi Cheskel l'Rami Bray. Rabbi Cheskel taught to Rami his son. Hanisrafin baniskalin. Right? Some people, or some animals, people have to get treifa, and sometimes they get skila. What if they got mixed up? So the halacha is, if they get mixed up, you follow whichever one is more mekel. Right? So if Nisrufin got mixed up with Niskalin. So Reb Shimon Omer, you're doing a beskila. I say, let them all get skila. Why? Because he holds skila is more makel. Why? Shasrefa chamur, srefa's worse. Amar le Rav Yehuda Berei, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Cheskel, says to his father, Abba, lotis nine hachi, that's not the right pshat. My area, srefa chamura, what kind of reason is that? Because srefa is more chamur. Typically, the Ruben is golem than you. How about rove? Because it says, Nisrufin got mixed up with Niskalin, which is mashma that the Niskalin are the rove. That's why they all get skila, because it's a rove. Nothing to do with your vart about which one's more makel. Now, he said it in a very not nice way.
Is this a non sequitur?
No, the point is how you talk to your father. He told back his father, Abba, don't say it like that. That's not how you should say it. This is the real pshat. You had the wrong pshat. Ella, hachi aistine. Ella, right? Ella, hachi aistine, haniskalin banisrafin. Oh, so then it must be that the Niskalin got mixed up with the Nisrafin, so it's not a question of rov. The only vart could be whether or not which one's more makel, because we switch it around. So it's not a question of, because these fell into that, it's mashma, that's a mia, that's a rov. No, nothing to do with that. Amalei, ihachi, eim seifa, then look at the seifa. What does seifa say?
We're going to get to it.
He said, no, I'm right, because he didn't switch it around. So the issue wasn't rove. The issue was, which one's more makel? That's what the father answered. Iyachi, eim a seifa. What about the seifa? It's a chacham omer, you don't have a sreifa. They get sreifa. Why? Sheskila chamura. Because skila's worse. So the answer is, you get the lesser one. Right? Ma'iri de skila chamura. What kind of answer was that? Typically, the Reuben is rough from Ninu. Because you changed it around. So, amalei, no. Hasam Rabbanan hu duka amalei l'Rab Shimon. No, it's the Rabbanan talking back to Rab Shimon. You say Sreifa is more chamur. Lo, skila chamura. Skila is more chamur, and that's why we maintain they get Sreifa. So the point is, Amalei, Shmuel of Yehuda, Shinana. This is the famous of Yehuda, who was always called Shinana. Lo tamale labuchahachi. That's not how you talk to your father like that. Right? Ditanya, Harishaya Aviv over al divrei Torah. If your father violates Torah, al yomer lo, Abba, I'll write al divrei Torah. And you come to with the big Shulchan Aruch. No, you're not allowed to do that. Tell your father, right? You're not allowed to do that. By the way, the Radvaz brings a raya from here, even though we had it before, that you have to be mechabed your father, even if he does averos.
Right.
It's also interesting, right? That's what the boys say to their father. Listen, you're going to tell me which yeshiva to go to. You know what you do? You're going to tell me, right? Ella Omer lo Abba kach kasa b'Torah. This is what it says in the Torah. Kach kasa b'Torah tzuri kometarele. It's also not right. Ella Omer lo Abba mikra kasa b'Torah kach. You know, I think it says the following in the Torah. Let's go look it up together. I'm not sure what it says over here. Maybe you can explain to me. That's a different story. And the father has half a brain. He'll hop on his own. Oh, you know what? This is a. I should rethink that. That issue that we do. Yeah. Okay. Elazar bar Masya Omer Abba Omer Hishkeni Mayim Umitzvah Lasos. If my father asks me to do something for him, I better have another mitzvah to do. Or my father asks me to bring water, but Mayrv is now. So what do I do? So Meniach Ani Kavar Abba V'Oses a Mitzvah. I should put my father's request aside and go do the mitzvah. Why? Shani ba'ava chayav mitzvah. Because my father also has to go to Mayrv.
He doesn't do it.
So let's say he didn't daven. No, he has to also to do the mitzvah.
But if he didn't daven, so there's no case. Let's say he did daven.
But we're saying he didn't. No. Right? But you both have to do the mitzvah. If you both don't have to do the mitzvah, the Gemara's not talking about that. Easy, but Yehuda Omer, in Efshel, the mitzvah la'atzos la'de'acherim, if you could do the mitzvah with someone else, the question isn't an amirav. The question is, your neighbor asked you to drive him to the airport. So let someone else do that. Ask the other neighbor, right? Fine, but your father also has a mitzvah for you to do. Your father also asked you to do a mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah for your father and a mitzvah for the neighbor. So who wins? The father only if someone else could do it.
Right.
Otherwise, your father also should drive the guy to the airport. So why is he not doing it? Right? So, tiyasa al de'acherim, ve'elechu b'chavarav, then you could do your father. Amr of Masna, halacha ki'isi ben Yehuda. That's how we paskin. If you can get someone else to do it, then yeah, you do your father. And if not, then your father has to wait. Amar Vitzchak Bar Shila, Amar Masta, Amar Chista. Av Shemalcha al Kavodo, Kavodo Mochel. If a father is Mochel on his Kavod, the Kavod is Mochel. Harav Shemalcha al Kavodo, ain't Kavodo Mochel, but not a Rav. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Afilu Rav Shemalcha al Kavodo, Kavodo Mochel. Shemar Hashem Holech Lefneim Yomam. Hashem himself lit the way. Hashem himself was, so to speak, Mochel on his Kavod. Amar Rava, Hachi Hashta? How can you compare? Hasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alma Dileihu, V'Torah Dileihu. Hashem, it's Hashem's world, it's God's Torah. Machal Eliakwe, he can be Machal on his covet. Hashem. Hasam, Hacha, Torah Dileihu. Well, it's his Torah, he's in charge. Rashi says, Bitmiya. Hakava Tali B'Torah. Who made Kavod Tali in his Torah? Just because he's a Tamil Chacham, what, a Melech or a Rav, what gives him the right? Hada Amar Rava, in, yes. Torah Dileihu, it is considered his Torah, and therefore he can be Mochel. Dechsev, because it says, Ubutaraso Yega Yomam Valaila. Ain't he, is that true? For Rava Mashki Behilula Debre. Rava was once giving out drinks by his son's wedding, right? He was, you know, making a toast. Vidal Le Kasel Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bre Dev Yeshua. And he poured cups for Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bre Dev Yeshua. Vikamu Kam Mikame, and they stood up. L'Rav Murray, L'Rav Pinchas, Braid Rav Chista, V'lo Kamu Mikame, they didn't stand up for him. Ikbid, Rav got all angry. V'Amar, and he said, Hana Rabbanan, Rabbanan. The Rabbanan over here are Rabbanan. V'Hana Rabbanan, Lav Rabbanan. And the other Rabbanan, not really Rabbanan. What did he mean by that? Right? Right?
Did you have Kavod Torah?
What?
Did you have Kavod Torah there and the other one you know?
No, right? That he was the ones that stood up for him, they're not really chachamim. Therefore, they had to stand up for me. And the ones that didn't stand up for me, that makes sense? Right? Right? That's why they had to stand up for me. And the other ones, they themselves are talmid chacham, they don't have to stand up for me. But what do you see from here? Do you see that he was not mochel? Or that even if he is mochel, it's not a mechila? So Vesu also, Rav Papa have Mashki Behilula de Abba Marbre. Rav Papa also once was doing this. He was, you know, made a toast. V'dali le kassel of Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda, and he poured a cup for Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda. V'lo kam mikame. He didn't stand up for him. Vikpid, he got angry. Right? Afilu hachi hidur mi'avad lehu boy. Right? What does that mean? The answer is, they should have done something. Right? Well, should have got up a little bit. You know, they make that half as if, you know, you get, you know that half of getting up, you don't really want to get up? Yeah. Amar Rav Ashi, Afilu man darav shemachal kavodo kavodo machal, even if you hold a rebbe, can be mochel, nasi shemachal kavodo in kavodo machal, a nasi not. What's a nasi? Not a melech, because in a minute we're going to have a melech. So a nasi is some other official, a high official.
Just shows a little arrogance, that fact that he got aggravated.
Why? It's not true. He wasn't getting aggravated because he has an ego. He was getting aggravated because of the Torah once. And you're not going to like that answer. But it's a true answer.
Yeah. I don't.
I don't believe that Rava got angry because someone didn't stand up for him. Rava was not petty like that.
No, I just
get it. He just wasn't. He wasn't macking on himself. He was macking on the Torah. I have to believe that because I can't believe Rava was so petty. He didn't stand up for me. That goes on, you know, in low places. No, it does. It does.
Is he getting an
low people get upset about things like that. What?
Is he getting alcoholic drinks? Or just
By the way, we had in Israel, you couldn't in Karim Yavne, you couldn't talk to Rosh Hashiva in first person.
Why not?
Because it's not respectful. That's now right. He could care less. He couldn't care less. He couldn't care less.
Right.
It's respectful to talk to someone. The Rosh Hashiva. The Rav said. Right. People even do that here. To talk to the Rav in third person. Right. But Rabban could care less. He doesn't care.
It's a respect.
Why would somebody be machbid about it?
Because the Menachem said.
Why would somebody be machbid about it? No, not Rav's not machbid. There are Rav's that are. Why are they machbid? Because they could care less themselves? No. It's because that's what the Torah is to train you, that when you talk to someone bigger than you, you have respect.
I also talk to my wife in third person.
What?
I talk to my wife in third person, no respect.
You better. If not, she beats you. No,
you better. Everybody's got their cross.
Meisvei. Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadok, Shoyim Asubim Beis Mishnah, Benosha, Rabbi Gamliel. They were all at the Suda of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel made a Suda. For how Rabbi Gamliel, Omei Romashkalev. Rabbi Gamliel was giving out the drinks. No sin akos, Rabbi Lazar, Lonalu. He gave one to Rabbi Lazar, didn't take it. Nasa, Rabbi Yeshua, Vikilo. Yeshua took it, and Amalo, Rabbi Eliezer, Maza Yeshua. What are you doing? Ani Yoshin Ani Yoshin, we're sitting over here. Rabbi Gamliel Beribi means he's the God of Ladar. Omen Amashko Leinu, he's giving out drinks. Amalei Matzino Gadol Mimenu Shashimesh. Well, what's the problem that the God of Ladar is giving out drinks? You find a bigger case. Avram Gadol Hadar Haya. Avram was a God of Ladar. The custom of who made Aleim, right? He was serving the drink. He was serving the Malach. V'shem Tomu Kamalachi Asharis Nidbulo. Tell me, well, they were malachim? No, they weren't. Lo nidmul el aravayim, the bunch of Arabs, a bunch of Arab travelers came by, and at the God of Ladar, Avram Avinu, right? He's giving them. So what do you think? You think Rabbi Gamliel knows? Doesn't realize what he's doing? Va'anu lo hayu Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Omer Damashka Aleinu. So you can't take a drink from Rabbi Gamliel. Amal lahem Rav Tzadok ad masa atamirichem kvodo shel makom batavosku bechodam abrios. Forget all you're busy with Avram Avinu. Hashem himself. Forget human beings. Hashem himself did that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashav Ruchos, he gives you, right? Umala, Nesiyim, Morid Motor, Matzmiach Adama, Orech Shulchan, Lefnei Kol Echad Ve'echad. Hashem's busy with every single person. Sir, Hashem's the biggest waiter in the world is God. It's the biggest waiter in the world. V'anu lo yehei, Rabbi Gamliel, Beribi, Omer Umashkel, you're worried about Rabbi Gamliel's covet, right? Ella, Iedmar, Hach, Iedmar. Okay, you're right. That wasn't what bothered me. Ella, Amar of Ashi, Afilu Lamand Amar Nasi Shemachla Kvodo Kvodo Machal, Melech Shemachla Kvodo, and Kvodo Machal. Bishum Shinemar, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, Shetehe, Emaso Alecha. Right? And then I guess he held that, what?
You should fear the
Melech. Right. So you have to say over here that Nasi's position was like a Melech. That's what his kasha was. So then the question becomes, what about the Marsha asked, then how can Hashem do all this? If a melech can't be mochel, Hashem's also a melech. If you want to tell me Hashem's a big shot, he's even bigger than a big shot, he's a melech. So how could he go ahead and be a waiter? If a melech can't be mochel on his covet, how could he do that? Right? Right? You hear the question? You don't think it's a good question?
Very complicated.
What? You like that question?
The question is
that we just said a minute ago that a human being Avram Avinu was a God of Ladar. He was serving Arabs. Rabbi Gamliel could also serve you.
They're like their problem, the Republican National Committee.
Yeah.
The ones who make the rules can change the rules. Those who have to follow the rules can't change the rules.
Not like that at all.
Wait,
1 second. So Rav Tzadok said, you bring me a raya from Avram Avinu.
That's Marshall.
How about Hashem? How about Hashem? Hashem's also a waiter.
Right.
So you're right. Hashem's a waiter. My question was, how could Rav Gamliel serve drinks? He's a melech. But Hashem's also a melech.
But he's a melech machem machem. How could you compare it to him?
So the answer is. Listen to after he does this in pride. Shekol tosfos achiv sheyesh b'melech al nasi. Why is a melech better than a nazi? Can be machel, but not a melech. What's the difference? Because kadesh tehei a maso ala am. He has to have respect. He can't have a melech schlepping around like he's a commoner. Hilkach v'lakach ainu yachol limchal al kavod. He came off on his kavod. Ulam etzal kodesh baruch hu ain shayich lomar shebnei shetzatzmiach es ha'adama. Right, lo tei maso al bnei adam. Because Hashem makes it rain. Now I'm not going to have respect for Hashem. Doesn't make sense. But if the melech is schlepping around, right? He's schlepping boxes and what kind of melech is that? Some people are going to think that about God. No one's going to think that about God. Okay? You hear the answer? It's a little bit different than your answer. A little bit different.
I quoted the Marsha.
You quoted the Marsha?
I quoted the Marsha.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Now, in the next 5 minutes, there's an entirely new topic. I'm not sure what this is doing here. It's here because we talked about covet and respect. So now we go into respecting elders. Right? Tana Rabbanan. It says, Mipnei Seva Takum. From a Seva, in front of a Seva, which is an elderly person, Takum, you have to get up. Yachal Afilu Zakein, Afilu Zakein Ashmai. Even, so it's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosas, what Ashmai means. Rashi says, he's a Rasha. Rashi says, Rasha V'am Ha'aretz. Tosas, he's just an Am Ha'aretz. An old guy, but he's in the Mamash and Am Ha'aretz. So Talmud Lomar Zaken Ein Zaken El Chacham. A Zaken only means a Chacham. Amanda Amar is going to argue on this. On the Rush, I don't know, But on the Am Haaretz, there's a machlokus about it. But this man, the Amar, says you don't have to stand up for an Am Haaretz or a Russia.
I thought if they're 70, you have to stand up no matter what.
So this man, the Amar, says not if they're a Russia. Don't worry, tomorrow the Gemara is even for a guy. Even a guy who's elderly should stand up for. We're going to see that tomorrow. Tanar Shenemar, Asvili Shivmi Bezikne Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi, Haglili Amar, Ein Zakin Elami Shekana Chachma. A Zakin is only someone who acquires Chachma, Shenemar, Hashem Kanein Ureshis Darko. Yachal Yamad, Mipanav, Mimakam Rachok. Even when I see the guys a mile away, Tamad Lomar, Takum Vahadarta, Lomar Tikima, El Makam Sheish Hidur. Only when it'll be recognizable. We're going to see tomorrow, Dalet Amos, Yachal Yad Renab Mamon. Maybe Hidur means I should give the guy money. See an elderly man, I give him money. That's Hidur. Talmud Lamar, Takum Vahadarta. Ma Kimash, Ein Bachasar and Kiz. Getting up doesn't cost any money. Af Hidur, Ein Bachasar and Kiz. So to the Hidur, it's something that doesn't cost any money. Yachal Yama, Bipanav, Mibes Akise, Mibes Amerachat. You should stand up when he comes out of the bathroom, which is not a covered thing. Talmud Lamar, Takum Vahadarta. Lamar Tikima, El Bamakum Shiesh Hidur. It has to go hand in hand with something Hidur, something that is, what's the word? Respectful. What? Dignified, exactly. Dignified. Yachal Yatzin Einav Kamisha Lo Ehu. You should pretend you don't see the guy. And if I don't have to get stand up, because I'm looking into my safer, I don't see the guy. Talmud Lamar, Takum V'Yereza, Dover HaMasal Alev, Shinemar Bo, V'Yereza, Me'alokecha. God knows if you're faking or not, if you really don't see the guy, right? Rashurim ben Elazar Omer, Menayin Zakin Shalaya Triach. How do you know Zakin shouldn't spend all day just walking in and out, making you stand up every time? How do you know you shouldn't do that? Talmud Lamar, Zakin V'Yereza. Zakin also should worry, also should be careful not to abuse this, right? Easy ben Yehuda Omer, Bibnei Seva Takum. I feel a call Seva b'mashma. Anybody, says Rashi, I feel a Zakin Ashmai. Even a Russia, even a Amoret, a boor, right? Rabbi Yossi Agluli, Hayna Tanakama. So they're really saying the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Agluli is saying the same thing. That one said who's someone who's Kona Chachma, and the Tanakama said someone who's also Kona Chachma. He said it's in a Zakin El Chacham. So which one? What, they're both saying the same thing? No, Ikibinayo Yonak v'chacham. Let's say he's very smart, but he's young. Right. So you have to say that for such a person? Tanakama says, Yonak v'chacham, low. Tanakama says, no. No, but it comes with age. He's genius. Not a chiyuv to stand up for him. Rebbe Gluli Savar, Afilu Yonak v'chacham. My time with Rebbe Gluli, what's his reason? Amalach, Esau, because I don't know Tanakama. If the Tanakama is right, that what? I don't have to stand up for somebody I have to stand up for somebody who's young. Im kein nichter rachmana mipnei seva takum zaken takum vahadarta maishna depalginhu rachmana. Why did the Torah break it up? Mipnei seva takum vahadarta. It's a very wordy pasuk. Lemeimar da high lav high v'high lav high. Right? Shma mina afilu yonak v'chacham. Even someone young, you do have to stand up. And v'tana kama. Mishum deboy lemismach zaken v'yereisa. He had a different pshat. Tanakama my timer. What's Tanakama's reason? Esau gadal kida amar Rabbi Yosef Galili. If Yosef Galili is right, imkei nichta rachmana mipnei seva talkam vadarta pnei zaken. It should have said that. Umadolok siv hachi. Since it doesn't say that, shamin achanhu. They're the same, and the age doesn't matter. What matters is knowledge. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow from right here. Everybody have a very good day.